Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. Today we're digging into The CEO Next Door by Elena Botello and Kim Powell. Sophie, have you ever caught yourself thinking that CEOs are just different from us?
Oh, absolutely. You picture some visionary genius who never sleeps and can charm anyone. But this book completely flips that. The author studied over 17,000 CEOs, and they found the best ones aren't the charismatic superstars. They're the people next door.
Right? And that's such a relief. It's not about being born with some magic trait. It's about specific behaviors anyone can learn. There are 4 of them. And the first one is deciding with speed and conviction.
Yeah, that's the big one. High-performing CEOs make decisions faster than the rest. They don't wait for perfect information. They'd rather make a good decision quickly than a perfect one too late.
And they're not reckless. They use this mental model. They ask, what would have to be true for this to be the right call? Then they check if the decision is reversible. If it is, they move fast and iterate. If it's irreversible, they slow down just enough to gather critical data.
That framework really nails it. Indecision is a decision, and it's usually the worst one. They're comfortable with being 70% right rather than waiting for a 100% perfect answer that never comes.
So the second behavior is engaging for impact. And this one really surprised me because it directly challenges the charm myth. The data shows being likable has almost no correlation with success. Some of the best CEOs are described as prickly or direct.
It's not about being nice, it's about being clear. They create a culture of accountability and psychological safety. They set crystal clear expectations and aren't afraid to say no to things that aren't priorities.
So their meetings are super efficient, feedback is direct and focused on the work, and people always know where they stand. That clarity actually builds trust, even if it doesn't feel warm and fuzzy.
Exactly.
The CEO next door isn't trying to be the smartest person in the room. They're creating the conditions for the smartest people to do their best work.
Third behavior is relentless reliability. That's the least glamorous, but it's the foundation of trust. It means doing what you say every single time. If they say they'll call at 3 p.m., they call at 3 p.m.
And that's so countercultural, right? We celebrate the bold vision, the big swing. But if you're brilliant and flaky, you're not going to build the trust you need. Reliability is the currency of organizational trust.
Yeah, an unreliable leader creates constant anxiety. People are always covering for them or trying to guess what they'll actually do. But a reliable leader gives people stability and lets them take risks.
And the fourth behavior is boldly adapting to the situation. This one lets the other 3 work in different contexts. They're not stuck in one style. They can be decisive in a crisis, but collaborative when they need buy-in.
So it's kind of like being a chameleon, and they challenge the just be authentic advice, because if your authentic style is micromanaging, that's going to fail in a creative team.
Right.
They're deeply self-aware and always asking, what does this situation require from me right now? They adapt to the world, not the other way around.
And the book also talks about the CEO genome, this diagnostic tool for spotting those behaviors in candidates. Instead of hypothetical strategy questions, you ask about past behavior, like, tell me about a time you made a decision with incomplete information.
That's so smart. And then they outline 3 derailers that can sink a leader: ego, isolation, and over-reliance on a single strength. Like, if you're super decisive, you might become reckless.
But the best leaders actively work against those. They build diverse teams that challenge them, stay connected to the front lines, and seek honest feedback.
And here's the liberating part. You don't have to be a CEO to start acting like one. You can start deciding faster, engaging with clarity, being reliable, and adapting in your own role today.
And they even talk about luck. It plays a role, but you can create your own luck by making more decisions, building reliable relationships, and adapting to opportunities. For me, the takeaway is that leadership isn't this mystical thing. It's a set of learnable behaviors. I can start being more decisive and reliable right now. And and that's genuinely exciting.
And if you want to dig deeper into this or any other book, the whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So the person next door, quietly and consistently getting things done, is often the one truly destined to lead. That path is open to anyone willing to walk it. We'll see you in the next one.